The point is that there's some games you don't get to play unless you're all in. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can.
Snapped A-Rod, looking downfield, being flushed. Rolling left, winds up, rainbows it high and deep. It is caught for a touchdown! Yes! A miracle! Yes! Catch!
Yes! Can you believe it?
Unbelievable!
Believe it!
You walk up there and say, no play, everybody. Don't jump. There's no play. Just look at the body language.
Holy shit, the Red Rifle is back. All it takes for Carolina is to give it to the old man with his red hair. What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining us. Welcome to All In Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Dennis. You can follow me at Fantasy Matt EFN, as always, with my boy, Pat Wendelken. You can follow him at City Stars 136. Pat! I guess this goes to prove with the Red Rifle slinging around the yard and destroying the Las Vegas Raiders. I almost call this Los Angeles. 36-22. Yeah, I guess, is Bryce Young really that bad then? If it takes just one game for him, Andy Dalton, to come out and just be like, yo, hold my beer. Let me show this little youngster how to do it. What is that?
What says you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll tell you right now, man. It just shows that age is just a number. And he came out swinging and he put this young buck. He said, take a back seat.
He said, hold my beer. He said, I'm going in. You hold my beer. Sit your ass down. Hold my beer. Keep it cool.
Just watch and maybe you can learn something. And that's it. Dude. He took over. It just showed how amazing he could play.
Andy Dalton is back, boys. The Red Rifle. We'll get to him here in a second, man. What up, everyone? Again, you know, glad to have you guys here. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for joining us for All In Fantasy Football. As always, we're going to go through a recap of week three and just kind of talk about the biggest surprises of the week. Pat will take us through all the injuries and news. Again, another week, another long list that Pat's got to run through. I blame Pat. It's all his fault. And then we're going to go through the studs and duds of the week. And then we'll finish up real quickly with just some waiver wire pickup. So, Pat, without further ado, man, take us through the injuries.
Yeah, the bearer of bad news, aka me, all the time. Love it.
Bad news,
so
Pat.
It looks like McCaffrey is not going to be playing any time sooner than later. I guess you could say he is headed to Germany
to see a
crazy specialist to figure out his Achilles injury and have it examined. I mean, what a waste for that first or second pick overall. I mean, it just shows you this was way worse. No one expected this, and dude, it sucked, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's nobody, like, when it first came out, I guess, middle of the preseason, it was just like, oh, he's got a calf injury. He's just going to rest up for the rest of the preseason. And here we are, week three, and he's on IR, and he's going to be heading to Germany to figure out how bad this injury really is. And seeing a specialist tells you that in itself, that it's probably pretty bad. So
yeah, I mean, this just shows you that this is a lot of hidden bullshit. I mean, because let me tell you something, he would never have been drafted where he was if everyone knew the
real truth. Hell no, dude.
They kept this under wraps and screwed fantasy owner in America and worldwide or whatever, whoever else does it. So
no bueno.
Hold on to Mason a little bit longer because I think he's gonna be in that spot for quite a long time.
And even, you know, and the question even comes back is like, even let's say CMC does come back at some point this year, are you going to be able to trust him, you know, with as much as that's going on? Or could it be re-aggravated? There's a lot of things that kind of now this throws into doubt and into question. So,
yeah, I agree.
Sorry, Pat. Keep going.
That's okay. Sam Laporta has a low ankle sprain. He's going to be like a day-to-day, week-to-week kind of deal. I mean, he's been not having a really rough year, rough start. So this doesn't add anything better to him. It just like keeps, you know, adding to his misery, I guess you could say.
And yeah, you got a list of tight ends that you're going to have to go through here. And
Dude. The tight ends is just, we should never have drafted them. You could have drafted them last round with the kicker. The kickers have more value than tight end this year, which 100%. Is absolutely nutty.
Tight end is like tight end known.
Yeah, so all those people that want to hog tight ends and do some wild stuff, then I think it bit you in your ass this year, let's put it that way. Next on mine is another tight end, but this one's potentially coming back, so it's a little bit of gray in this news. George Kittle's hamstring has a shot playing this week, but remember, hamstrings are never fun, dude. It's the same thing we deal with.
Well, and especially he was one of those things too, Pat, where he didn't injure it during a game. It was like middle of the week. He just said he felt something weird and it was tight. So it just happened in the middle of the week. So going back to what you just said exactly, Pat, is like this could happen at any point, you know. So he may feel great and say he's an all go, and then he's warming up, you know, for the game, and all of a sudden it feels weird again, and he's like, I don't feel comfortable. So
yeah, something to keep, be a no go.
Yeah, game something time, to keep a handle on.
Keep it more of like a game time decision, just like Evan Ingram. You know what I mean? He's another one that's still questionable with him. I mean, all these tight ends are just literally all laying out.
I have Trey a lot McBride. Of Evan Ingram. Not happy.
That's a couple of us do. Trey McBride is in concussion protocol. Please keep an eye on him because he will be questionable also. I'm sure we'll get better news towards that Thursday-Friday look, and then he'll be more towards game time. Davante Adams is also on that protocol. He got whacked pretty damn hard. That was a mean hit. So that sucks for me and everyone else that's heavily involved with him because they are limited on their wide receiver core. And you saw he suffered already with oh my god, you know, I completely just tongue tied.
Tua? What are you talking about? Tua? Who else is injured?
No, Devontae Smith and AJ Brown. The whole receiving core.
I'm just saying that hurts. Core. It hurts. Hurt. I mean,
yeah, it hurts. That's what I'm saying.
Pun intended. Yeah. Because now who's he throwing it to except for one person, which we'll talk about him as a winner here in a minute.
Packers just want to throw this out there and make everyone feel like they have a glimmer of hope. And Jordan Love is week to week, and they keep putting that in our face. So he is potentially going to be playing this week too.
He was warming up because, again, living in Wisconsin, you know, obviously I've got the game here, and he was warming up pre-game to see if he could go. So, and he was, you know, doing dropbacks, moving his leg around, like doing normal stuff. And he actually in the warm-ups looked good, but they might have just wanted to give it another week just to make sure. But yeah kind of crazy when he saw that injury. Like, he looked horrific. He was pretty much screaming out loud when it happened. So, and then the fact that like he could only miss a couple of weeks would be insane. But
yeah, for sure. Onto another quarterback that's playing like shit and not looking too great realistically. Justin Herbert. I have an X-rays on his ankle now, so that's looking, you know, pretty questionable. Crazy how he used to be such a sought out. Why, you know, big time quarterback, all this hype, and now it's just
they took away all his wide receivers.
It's like little by little just fizzling down little, and then they bring a coach that likes to run the ball. Yeah, but you know, Harbaugh doesn't make it any better for him either, so his stock kept on going down. Another glimmer of hope that's beautiful and shiny, new toy out in, you know, the Vikings field that looks amazing. Darnold has a bruised knee, no structural damage, so he's good so far. I didn't hear anything about him missing any time. So,
dude.
But, you know, like I said, it's still a knee, and you never know. You got to be careful.
Pat, it's crazy, the 3-0. The Minnesota Vikings are 3-0. When we saw Sam Darnold, we're like, we're lucky if Justin Jefferson will be anybody this year. And, like, just think about how much Justin Jefferson fell down because of Sam Darnold.
And look at him. Look at him now. Man, we look like... Dude, he's like, hold stuff that we saw. I'm like, what?
He's like, hold my beer. He's like, shut the hell up. Sit down. Hold my beer.
Think about it. Seattle Seahawks. Did you see them at 3-0? No.
No.
Vikings. No. Pittsburgh. Goddamn Steelers. 3-0.
Dude. No. Justin Fields. Doing just enough to win him games. Dude.
What?
Mike Tomlin. Proving again, like, why he is like the coach of the decade.
He's like, I will not take a losing record or season. He refuses, my man over there.
He's like, nope. Shit ain't happening. No. Yeah, dude. All these teams that we thought would underperform or would be horrible are like overperforming. And then you've got the inverse of that, of the teams that we thought would be on top.
And the only two that you thought would be there are the Bills and Chiefs. Let's be honest; those are the two you could see. Okay, 3-0, typical. You know,
Cincinnati. I'd say
Cincinnati's 0-3. No, I'm saying 3-0.
I'm sorry. You're saying the positive part of it. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just finishing the top five. Those five. Yep. You're good. Bills. You're like, oh, okay, cool. You know, like, yeah. And then you look at the opposite, like you said, Cincinnati's at. You thought week one against the Patriots. Okay, there's your first win easily.
Oh, right. Chalked it already up. Like, they didn't even have to step on the field. It was a win.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're like, all right, Kansas City, I can see you losing. That's 1-1. And then you're going to play the Commanders coming in home. Okay. 2-1.
Commanders just steamrolled over them, too.
0-3.
Yeah, what? Dude. Like, really? Looking like a JV team, looking like they've got no fight. I mean, not to, you know, prolong it, because I know you obviously it pains because it hits your soul, man. So we don't need to prolong it.
I watched the game, man. Just, I'm going to give you a stat, right, real quick. Cincinnati Bengals are the fifth highest paid offense, right? Fifth highest. That's what their payroll is. Fifth in just offense. Defense, they're 22nd. They have no value whatsoever. And this is without
Chase getting paid, by the way, too.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Currently. And that's going to jump up again.
Yep.
So, it just astonishes me. And then, like, you know, Burrow. Well, now it's all offense. You have no choice. You're invested in the offense. They have to win the game.
And that's then I'm gonna turn our car to the right, and then you go over to the Dallas Cowgirls, who they just wrote a check for Dak Prescott. They just wrote a check for CeeDee Lamb, and they're 1-2. Yep. They got beat down almost twice. I mean, they came back in the last game. This past week to like actually make it a game, but at one point during the game they're up down by like I think 28-6. I'm like you just got that was destroyed by New Orleans.
I turned it off. And now you're getting it was going to come back. Yep.
Now you're getting backhanded by Baltimore, who's just like letting Derrick Henry run all over you in your own home. Like, who are you guys? Like, wow. It's been a crazy year, Pat. That's all we're trying to say.
Wild start.
Week 3, and the shit is like off the rails. There's tight ends who don't know how to play football anymore, apparently, or quarterbacks who don't know what tight ends are, and offensive coordinators who don't even know to use tight ends.
Oh, forget it. Between fantasy and betting, I'm like throwing darts in the dark, in spinning in a tornado. It's just like good luck, because there's nothing is.
You want to hear
Vegas
something really?
They said, dude, Vegas has been up these 3 weeks more than anything and ever. They're up so big.
They're just loving it.
Like right I was reading that, I'm like. And in fantasy, dude, it's like
there's you can't a survivor even get league.
Lineup right.
There's a survivor league that I'm in. And speaking of like fantasy, there's a survivor league that has over 100 participants. So I think it's 127 is what we have for survivor. Yeah. There's already a champion that was declared after week 3. 127 people. Wow. 126 of them already got eliminated, literally after 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I guess we can put it 3 weeks. So you have a winner. It's like. There's been some years where it's taken to week 14 for us to get a winner in that league. And here we are.
That's crazy.
At the end of week 3, we've already got a winner. Like, holy shit, Batman.
You can't make this shit up.
No, you can't write a script for this shit. No. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead. We got one more, I think, right?
So I'm going to run it right down. You got to watch this on that big 3-0 Steelers team. Najee and Jaylen Warren both banged up. Najee has a bad right arm right now. He's looking okay. They said most likely good to go. Jaylen Warren, MRI on knee, not good to go. Let's put it that way right now. There's no, we're not even, I wouldn't even, you're not usually starting him anyway. So I'm going to say most likely you're not. And I wouldn't now, especially with his MRI on this knee and he's having this issue. So just something to keep an eye out. But they're both banged up. And that is your weekly news from me.
All right, moving on, man. Let's hit the studs, dude. So we'll go through.
Yeah,
we've got a total. I think we said 10, Pat, coming in here. So it's not going to hit everybody.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, so it's not going to hit everybody that kind of balled out this week. A couple of people that we just felt like were worth commenting on for studs. And then the inverse for turds, man. There's 10 guys there that, you know, they're on there because we expected more of them. There might have been other people who, you know, in your mind or whatever, might have done a little bit worse. But these are mostly people that, you know, you're expecting a lot from, and they literally gave you a pile of dog shit, lit it on fire for you. So, Pat, start off with a couple off the rip, man. Whatever you got.
Well, I'm going to go with one that's going to be watching heavy on the waiver wire. If you haven't had him, we'll tell you straight up. Juwan Jennings, man.
He's the number one fantasy player.
No bullshit, running out heavy. So, he was 11 receptions out of 12. Almost a perfect score there. 175, 3 touchdowns will net you 47 points. That's the type of shit that's going to get you an easy win during the week if you at least win a couple of bases. Bro, never would have thought of it. Waiver pickup, boom, dude, 47.
And here's the thing, too. For all you listeners out there, who actually picked him up on the waiver wire is one question. The second question is, who actually started him? Because I picked him up on a waiver, and literally he was on my bench going off for 47 points. So,
nutty.
I mean,
nutty.
I guess let it be known, you know, for next week. And this is why it's also key to pay attention on the injuries. So Kittle, Debo's already pretty much projected to be out for next week. If Kittle's out, as we talked about, it looks like he might have a shot, but I've already heard that there's, you know, rumors that he's probably not going to play. So if he's out again, Juwan Jennings, man, he's a must start in your lineup, Pat.
You can't just leave
him on the bench. And he 47 points, we're not saying that. But I mean, he obviously like has a really good chemistry with Purdy. So it's like you don't want to have that go to waste. And he's got nobody else to throw to, pretty much. And Ayuk ain't doing anything. So
no, not at all.
Juwan Jennings is that offense.
Complete wheels up. This guy, we're going back to back weeks with this gentleman. And damn, I think the Giants would have loved him if they had him.
It's been a whole year with this guy.
Yeah.
He did it week one, too.
Yeah, I mean, really, I can't. There's nothing bad to say. Saquon Barkley again, man. 17 rushing attempts, 147, two touchdowns. We'll net you 34 points. That's absolute solid RB1 right there. Again.
Yeah, I mean, he's a smash start. I mean, if you drafted him, I mean, we've talked about this, I think, last week's episode. Everybody was drafting pretty high. I didn't see the value in where he's being drafted. I would have waited another round. This proves me completely wrong. He looks like he's back to being his old youth again. I mean, he's dominating not only just like the amount of carries, but just the amount of yards per carry that he's getting out of it. I mean, he's been a beast, dude.
He's insane.
He's been a beast.
Oh yeah.
Props having Saquon Barkley
Love
back,
him.
Man. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's just watching good football, too. When if you're a fan of the game, especially in fantasy, and it's not, you watch him, it's just like, he just bulldozes over everyone. You know, he has like a Brandon Jacobs, like, you know, a big boy, I'm trucking you feel. But then he runs, stops him.
But then he's big enough and fast enough where he can run, he can outrun people. And you can just see him, like, he had that long run in the middle of the game this past week where, you know, there's a guy with 5 yards. Going. And by the time he got to the end zone, the guy was 10 yards behind him. He just like left him in his dust. He's just like, later, dude, I got somewhere to be. I'm out. He just took off.
Absolutely. Like,
fuck you, man. Suck my dust.
Goddamn monster. So,
yeah, man. All right. So, let me hit a couple.
Go ahead, brother.
So I got this guy, you know, we drafted high. We were scared, man, after week one, specifically just seeing the utilization that they were giving him and how much Lamar Jackson was actually rushing versus giving the rock to Derrick Henry. But here we are, week three. You know, again, we talked about at the intro coming in. You know, they go to Jerry's World, and they had a game plan, man, where it was give the rock to Derrick Henry and let him just do his thing. 25 rushing attempts, 151 yards, two touchdowns. He also had one target for 23 yards. Total of 30 points, dude. And he looked like the Derrick Henry of old. I mean, we're talking like, you know, with Red Rifle we talked about earlier, man, we're bringing everybody back, man. We're taking fantasy back 5 years now. It's a Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, who's, I guess, you don't have to go back 5 years for that. But, and then you get the Red Rifle. Dude, I mean, he looked amazing. You know, you and I were talking about this pre-show, though. The question is like, it looked like they had built the game plan for that week or for week three to defeat Dallas Cowboys. And it was all rushing. Yeah. It was very little passing. You know, so it just makes you wonder, you know, week by week, are they going to change the play call? Are they going to change, you know, the game plan, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah.
To fit the team that they're going to play. And Derrick Henry may not have 25 rushing attempts every game. So just keep that in mind. He's definitely a starter. You're not going to have him be on your bench for where you drafted him. But hopefully he at least gets, you know, he may not get 25 rushing attempts every week, Pat. But, you know, he may get 17. He may get, you know, 15. He may get 20 on 1 week. 25, I think, is probably the outlier. But they obviously saw that he was running the ball well and he looked like he had a lot of juice in him. So they just kept giving it to him over and over and over again. So props to that, man.
Agreed.
And then I'm going to hit my boy, Josh Allen, who at times without Diggs has looked a little suspect. But you know, the one thing that Josh Allen can do is he can give you rushing yards, man. He had 44 rushing yards. He ended up finishing the day with 23 of 30 completions, 263 yards and a whopping 4 touchdowns. And dude, he was throwing that ball all over the yard, dude. It was like everybody was getting a catch. It was, you know, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown. It was not directed at one particular person. Kincaid, you know, was like kind of spread throughout. So, you know, it was definitely good to see him back, not only in his old form, I guess you could say, after Diggs, but also like he looked like he had his juice back too. Like he was running around, looked happy, looked energetic. The whole offense looked like they were, you know, flying. Again, going back to Khalil Shakir got a touchdown. Dalton Kincaid got a touchdown. Ty Johnson got a touchdown. And the rook, Keon Coleman, got a touchdown, man. So he's just like, he's peppering everybody.
It was like, you get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. You all touchdown, bro. It's like,
you get six targets. It was cool. You get five targets. You get five targets. I'm going to give you another three targets. It was just like, dude, he was just peppering it. The defense had no clue who to cover. Jacksonville looks like a shell of themselves, man. They got their ass whooped 47-10.
Oh, yeah.
I know it was at Buffalo, but, dude, that team has a lot of soul searching to do. He is.
Can I tell you this? This just shows you who is the real problem in Buffalo.
Oh, 100%, man.
You know what I mean? It just shows who the prima donna, me, and it wasn't community ball. It was me ball and I, and that's it. So, you know what? They got rid of their headache, and, you know, Diggs is in another spot where he could be a headache eventually. I could see it already, but it just shows you Josh Allen is happy. The team is happy, and it showed on the field last night.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. So props to Josh Allen. Cheers to that man.
Yeah, man.
All right, Pat, we got Matt. Through a couple. Yeah, no.
Oh, you want me to go?
We'll go back and forth, bro.
I'm cool with it. All right, I'm going to give my man flowers where it deserves for 1 week. Goddamn Danny Dimes did it.
This pains you so much, bro.
I have to. Being in this area,
it pains you so much, doesn't it? It does. I know it does.
21 to 23. Goddamn, almost near perfect. 254 yards. Two touchdowns. Netted him 28 damn points.
That's a lot of twos in there. That's a lot of twos in there, dude.
And they won. That's the gross part.
And they won. Because he didn't. Dude, they're ruining their draft choices to replace him now. So, I mean, it's like, what are you going to do, bro?
No,
like,
whatever. That's typical. So, I mean, incorporating, I might as well just go give it to Malik Nabers also because, my man's on fire. 8 of 12 in targets. He caught 78 yards. Not a lot. You know, not a monster number, but he caught two touchdowns.
Yeah, did you see how he had to contort himself to catch those two touchdowns too? Good. Like they were not passes that were near him. He had to go up there and get the goddamn ball. Like they were not easy catches by any means.
Look phenomenal. Look goddamn phenomenal on the field, dude. They're working together and it's working. That's the best way to put it.
So we're redrafting next year.
Yep.
We're given what we've seen with Malik Nabers. I think the whole question in the offseason was Malik Nabers is amazing, but Danny Dimes is throwing the ball. Well, there's two games out of three where Malik has just said, I don't give a shit who's throwing me the ball. I'm that good. I'm gonna destroy it. So where would you draft Malik Nabers this time next year, given what we've currently seen? I know it is only week three, but this is what we do. We got to talk through it as we go.
Let's go like that fourth round.
Like third, wide receiver one. Early, no, forget the rounds because like rounds are subjective round. In my how things are scored, in my opinion. Let's talk about like wide receiver. Like what would you look at him as like wide receiver X?
How about 10 through 15 I could put him in if the way he's headed?
10 to 15, that low. I feel like he could go higher than that, man.
Yeah, but
because what you're saying is like he's only a wide receiver back, a low-end wide receiver one is what you're valuing him as.
Because there's still a lot of really good wide receivers in front of him.
Yeah, so let's talk through a couple of them real quick. We're riffing right here, right? So CeeDee Lamb's gonna be ahead of him, right? Justin Jefferson's gonna be ahead of him. St. Brown will be ahead of him.
Yes. Jamar Chase is ahead of him.
Fair. Jamar Chase. Then you've got
a healthy Puka Nakua.
Would you have Rashee Rice ahead of him?
Yes.
So that's five. Puka Nakua, you said that's six.
Yes. Cooper Kupp could be there easily too.
Would you do Nico?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, that's eight.
AJ Brown, if he's healthy, that's an absolute yes.
Okay, so you're about the 10. We don't need to go through the rest. I mean, I just wanted to kind of like actually workshop it out instead of just giving a number of saying like, here's who you value over.
Did you say Tariq Hill also, right? Did you put him in there?
No, he didn't actually. That's a good call. No, Hill was not on there. Hill, and then also, Hill. I mean, Hill with Tua back, not without Tua. I don't think you put Hill above him.
But Hill, you have to. Hill and CD. I don't know if you even said CD, Lamb. Did you say Lamb?
Yeah, I did. No, that was the first one I said it was CD.
Okay, yeah.
That's basically Marvin Harrison Jr. And you could probably argue you could go above him too still. So, yeah, I guess that's like between 12 and 15. 100. So,
all right. So that's right. And I think that's extremely well for this young lad to play three games. Oh, yeah. And I'm giving a giant high praise.
Yeah. Hell yeah. why don't you finish up with your boy? Why don't you do your boy?
Yeah. So Jamar, man, finally had his come out game. Like we kind of, I was talking to a couple people about this, and they're like, I could see it happening because he's overdue.
Well, it's against Washington.
And now that he's actually
against Washington,
and not only that, it's his third game in. So you know his preseason's over finally. So you start warming up around week three, week four. And they were on point, 6 for 7, 2 touchdowns, 30 points. My man, it looked good.
118 yards.
Yeah, like he looked good. He looked good. They lost. So at the end of the day, I don't care what you tell me. I don't care how good you look. For me, it's like, you need to win, bro. We're 0-3.
Yeah.
And like I said, man, it's just like, you can't have it. You just can't have it with what these, you know, what you're paying the offense and the defense. Like, you know what? You want all this money. You're giving it to the offense. You better be putting up major numbers because
hell yeah,
we're paying you and your defense don't have as
produce,
much.
Man.
So
you got to produce.
Burrow, there's no more excuses for him anymore. I don't want to hear it. I'm serious. And this is my team. You need to press.
Right.
And I'm tired of getting hate mail and text every night. Shout out to all my friends and everyone that listens.
They're busting your balls.
I got
they're busting your balls, man.
Cold balls, text, pigeons, fax, whatever you
name
it.
They just got your balls in a vice and they're just like cranking. They're just cranking
them
away.
Oh, my God, bro. From all over the United States, I was getting hate. I lost this. I do this. I hate you. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, but then I could tell your pain when I text you last night. How much pain you're
I didn't talk. I hung up on people. Yeah, please. I was like, don't poke the bear. Leave me alone. I was like, I'm done, man.
We've all been there, bro. Trust me, my Bears look like dog crap this past week too. So there's already talks about firing everybody and starting over again. Trust me.
Not where it is. So go ahead, Matt. We got a couple more. So let's get through.
Yeah, I want to hit this guy because I talked about him quite a bit in the offseason. I thought he was going to be better in the offseason. He wasn't the first couple of games, but he finally showed up. And I think that's because he got a new quarterback in the Red Rifle. Chuba Hubbard, man. 21 attempts. He balled out. He was pretty much the primary focus of that backfield, obviously. excuse me. And like we talked about before he came on, is that when you've actually got a quarterback behind there that can actually, you know, distribute the ball offensively and keep the defense on their heels so they're actually having to pay attention to the wide receivers and not just get up the line of scrimmage and just protect the run, you know, you allow somebody like Chuba Hubbard to get 114 yards. So I think he balled out, you know, did pretty awesome considering that whole offense looked like a whole new shot in the arm, dude. So 5 out of 5 targets, 55 yards. He had 1 touchdown in the air. Total of 28 points. So Chuba Hubbard, man, I mean.
Solid.
It just goes to show you like how one person, you know, like how a quarterback is so vital to the offense. And once that offense is clicking, everybody feels
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I mean, he said something about the Red Rifle, man. It was like he was distributing the ball just like Josh Allen was. And then Chuba Hubbard was a big beneficiary of it as well.
Yeah, run those numbers for that big, sexy red man over there.
Yeah, so let's just talk about it, dude. So Andy Dalton. 26 of 37, 319 yards, 319, 9 times, 3 touchdowns, total of 25 points. Dude.
Solid.
Yeah, I mean,
after a guy that just jumped off a coach flight to Carolina.
I mean, but this just goes to show you like how bad Bryce Young really is. I mean.
Yeah, that's it.
He looks like a, you know, we've said this before, dude, you know, watching Bryce Young play in the limited time, because again, I don't get to see all of his games because of where I'm located in the country. But, you know, when he did play before, I'm like, he looked like a, you know, I was texting this to you, I think. It might have been to Ronnie and them, but Bryce Young, dude, looks like a high school quarterback trying to play in the NFL. Like, he looks so goddamn small compared to everybody else on the field.
He's not built for it, bro.
He's also short, dude. I mean, he's skinny as hell and he's short. So it's like, I mean, he doesn't offer anything. And obviously, he's not picking up in the game quick enough. So yeah, I mean, goes to show you, like, who knows what's going to happen, but they got their first win. So more power to them. So Andy Dalton, man, Red Rifle is back. Let's go.
All right. I got something to pick with you. I got something for you.
Oh, shit.
That's right. I'm throwing you a curveball. I need you to apologize to Jaden Daniels, please. Because you've been talking some shit, and my man showed out last night. Mean, please give him a little something, bro.
No, Hold on a second. When I was talking shit, then my main talking shit, and you're right, I have said it, but it's not about the quality of player that he is. It's about his size. And it's about
the size and how he runs. And
he's going to get killed.
RG3.
He's going to get killed. Mark my words, dude. He will get killed. But they even commented on, if you listen to the podcast, they even made a comment on the podcast that they were surprised that he slid. There's a one point, I think it was in the third quarter, where he specifically did like a baseball slide, and the announcers were even like, oh, wow, he actually slid. You know, we've been hearing that the coaching staff has told him he needs to get down quicker than he has been getting. So like, he's already being told that like he can't get hit, dude. Like void the hit. So like that in itself means that like everybody knows that he's going to get killed if he keeps trying to play the way that he was. That's all that I've ever said about him.
But if he played the way he did last night.
Oh, dude, he's a rock star, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He looks really, really good.
Dude, coming out of LSU, what he was known for was dropping dimes, dude. Like, he has an arm, dude. He has an arm, his special talent. I've never once said anything. You can pull that out, Pat. Like, and you can attest this. I've never once said anything about his talent overall.
No, my biggest fear
is about his size. It's about his size.
Yeah, but he played phenomenal. And, bro, that dime 100%. He threw props to him, man. Scary Terry, bro, it was perfect. I mean, I was like...
Dude, he outplayed Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow. At the end of the day, he won him the game because if you think about it, they were down. And he brought him back to like win him the game towards the end and get that extra point and then put it out of reach when Joe Burrow, I think they had a turnover, and then put it out of reach at that point. But like he easily could have any other quarterback, I think on fourth down, if I remember correctly, I think he was like 4-for-4 on fourth down, which is crazy.
Solid.
Dude, super solid smart game guy. He's got a fucking noggin on his head. Just he's got to gain weight. In the offseason, they should work on him gaining weight, is all that I'm saying.
I'm with it. So, I mean, that's pretty solid. I mean, how you feel about some duds, man? Do you want to get people, you know, on the, you know, the flip side?
Yeah. Hit it. You hit the dirtiness first. What dirtiness are you bringing to the table?
So, I could tell you one dud that I have, and he's your boy, Mr. DeAndre Swift. Still dudding. Oh,
He's back.
It's going to be, he's on his way out. I can't have this unnecessariness. 13 carries, 20 yards, 2 catches for 22 yards, 6.2 points on a PPR. That's pathetic for where he even was like that middle pack draft. Super hype, looked phenomenal. You remember we were doing that draft in Canton, Ohio?
Oh, dude, we were loving it. We're like, oh my God, you can get him.
I'm like, yeah.
It's going to be awesome, this offense.
Bro, he was like a used car salesman, man. He made me like, yeah, I'm going to draft you, and I did, and you're shafting me now. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
You know who I'm playing over him in one of my leagues because I can't take it anymore? Tajay Spears. What's up? I'm going to play Tajay Spears over Jay Swift.
You know,
I mean, there's more upside. You? There's more potential upside there. I mean, not only is DeAndre Swift not performing, you know, the offensive line doesn't look that great, but he's just not moving, dude. Like, and we'll talk about him in a second, but there's another running back in that same backfield that performed better than Swift did, and they started using him more towards the end of the game. So,
yep,
he was actually breaking tackles. He was actually making moves on defensive, which I don't want to tell the name because we'll get to it in a second.
Okay, man. All right, I'm gonna throw one more, and then I'll let you rip a few. Dude, Tyreek Hill, 5 targets, 3 catches, 40 yards, 7 points. Nothing what you expect for where you drafted him, but you know, Tua is out. This is what happens, and it all gets affected. Just like you said, Waddle and all the other ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, Waddle we knew. Think we were hoping that Tyreek could overcome. But I think we were hoping that Tyreek could at least overcome it, and it's proven that maybe he might not be able to. But, Pat, you know you're not going to sit Tyreek Hill, though. I mean, at the end of the day, it sucks that he gave you a 7-point
game. You're
just going
to bite the bullet.
But you just got to suck it up and take it, you know, and be a man. You know, don't drop the soap, whatever it takes, you know, and you're good.
Correct. Oh, gross. Right. Go for it.
This is even grosser, dude. This is a guy from Thursday night that we're going to talk about because I can guarantee you this guy cost a lot of people their week as far as and to start the week this way too. Like that's what the worst part about it is. Like,
oh yeah,
you get this guy running back for the New England Patriots who gives you 0.3 points. 0.3. Ramondre Stevenson. Yeah. 6 carries, 23 yards, obviously no touchdowns, and he fumbled the ball, which is why he got only 0.3 instead of 2.3. But man, they didn't even utilize him. They got out of the game very quickly, and they just like turned away from him. So yeah, it was a rough way to start the week for a lot of people. So that sucks. That was a huge Debbie Downer. Yep. And you're looking at it the whole entire week, going into Sunday, going like, oh, can I make up that difference? Probably not. But Ramondre Stevenson,
Matt, why don't you give him something with the perfect lineup? Give him a guy that gave him a big donut, you know, big juicy crispy cream donut.
This motherfucker.
People started him, and I saw it in their leagues too.
Dude, I started him in multiple leagues. Mark Andrews. Mm-hmm. Where in the world is Mark Andrews, Pat? Yo, can we put a tracker on this guy? Can anybody ping me? If you've seen Mark Andrews, please let us know. Speaking of this, like again, I've got Mark Andrews in one league, and I've got Dalton Kincaid in that same league. I'm playing Dalton Kincaid. I know Dalton only had one good game so far, but guess what? Mark Andrews has had basically none. So, and
agreed.
Watching the game, they're not even looking for him. I mean, like, how many routes did he run? And half the time, he's like running like half-ass routes. He doesn't even look like he's really that involved or cares to be in the offense. I mean, one target, Pat. One target.
Oh God, man! It's just I can't, man. I can't.
Yeah, it was can't brutal, do it. Dude. It was brutal. I mean, I know that. Again, just, we talked about this.
Let's
earlier.
Be honest, though. It's just a bad year for tight ends. Let's be honest, right? Can we just say it's just in general?
Yeah, it's horrible. We all know that.
It's just a horrid year.
The tight end locker room stinks like rancid right now. You're just like, you want no part of it. You're like, oh, I guess I have to play somebody, but you know, nobody wants to touch any of them.
So I'm gonna give you someone that everyone. By the way,
this is what I'm gonna say. I was gonna say this real quick before you go on to the next one.
Go for it.
Lamar Jackson only attempted a pass 15 times in the game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other thing too. We talk about how Lamar Jackson can affect Derrick Henry with how he plays and what the game plan is, but obviously same shit with Mark Andrews as well. So good luck to anybody that owns Mark Andrews.
So I'm going in. This guy, everyone's, you know, you ride the wave and it crashed already. J.K. Dobbins, more to reality of what it is. 15 carries, 44 yards, 3 catches, 10 yards, net you 8.4 points.
You weren't expecting that bad. Yeah, but no. You weren't expecting it to be that little.
Compared to what he's been hitting for, Brian, 100%. Come on, man.
100%.
So,
I mean, if somebody said over under 50
reality
yards.
Reality is setting in with certain players. The overreaction.
If somebody said over under for 50 yards, you would have smashed the hell out of that over.
Yeah.
He had 44.
Then, that was just really, 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 really bad. Ugh. I mean, there's a... I'll give you another RB. I mean, I can go two ways on this, but I'm going to go with the worst of the two. James Conner, 9 carries, 17 yards, 1 catch for 8. That's 3 points. That dude, you could have the perfect lineup of a failure with what you're putting together with what we have.
Dude,
some people did.
James Conner was less than 2 yards a carry. Less than 2 yards a carry for a professional running back in the NFL. Under 2 yards, 2 yards over 18 yards. He had 17.
Yep. Bad.
That's horrible. That's like insane.
Yeah. I know.
I'm going to talk to the guy that I'm going to bring up, dude. I've talked to him a couple of times. And yeah, he does not look like a professional quarterback in the NFL. Nope. I mean, granted, everybody was always saying, oh, it's always rushing upside. It's rushing upside. Well, guess what? The defenses are scheming to prevent him from running. So he's not rushing anymore. So what is his upside anymore? Like, I love for somebody to explain that to me because there's still people out there. That's my opinion. But there's still people out there that are saying that, like, oh my God, he still has upside. I'll take him over X quarterback, Anthony Richardson. 10 of 20, 167 yards, and 2 of the most horrific interceptions you will ever see. One was in the end zone, just right at the defender. The other one was just like, why are you even letting the ball go? And then he did the same thing the week prior. And then he had, his rushing upside. Let's talk about that. 8 carries for 24 yards. 24 yards. Yeah. That's his rushing upside.
24
yards is his rushing upside. So you should draft him as the QB5? Get the hell out of here, man. Get the hell out of here.
See ya. No way, dude. Bye. No way, bro. We can't, you just can't have this stuff, man.
Yeah, dude. It's nuts.
I'm gonna end up with this last stinker,
and then let's just move on to some hot wire pickups, man.
Yeah, let's do it, bro.
Let's call some people. Hit it. Tony Pollard, 6 carries, 14 yards, 3 catches for 15 yards, 0 touchdowns, gives you a total of 5.9 points. Whole offense kind of looks broken again with Will Levis not having. He looks just as bad as Anthony Richardson, but we didn't talk about him because everybody expected him to be bad and weren't talking upside. So that's why he's not on the list. But yeah, I mean, when you can't. Keep people, again, it goes back to what we talked about earlier with the Red Rifle. When people respect the fact that you can pass the ball and they don't have to cover, you know, or have to cover, I should say, the wide receivers, they can't load the box up. Well, guess what? When they don't respect you for passing the ball, they're just going to load the box up and prevent you from running. So yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand. And Tony Pollard is going to hurt because of it, you know, and it sucks for us. But like I said, Tajay Spears is going to be one of them as well. But I'd rather play Tajay Spears at this point over DeAndre Swift, so I'll take that risk. But it is what it is, man.
Agree 100%. So I'm going to give you 2 honorable mentions. I'll run through the 2 last little duds, and then we'll get into the hot wire. CeeDee Lamb, 4 for 7, 67 yards, 1 fumble loss, give you 8-7. That's great for your first or second pick in the draft. And then my man Jalen Hurts screwed me also this week, also having a lot of problems on the receiving end with, you know, Brown is out.
Receiving.
And yeah, Devontae's hurt. So it's just, you know, poor guys, you know, struggling. 29 for 38, 311 yards, 0 touchdowns. Thank you very much. 1 INT, 7 carries, 1 fumble, 25 yards. We'll get you 11.94 points, which screwed me. Thank you.
All right. That was a lot of stink bombs, man. You know, now we got the turds out the way.
Yes.
Pat, who are you calling on the hot wire? Who are you dropping some dimes on, some money on?
You got to go. So, Juwan Jennings.
You can just go down the list.
Yeah. Yep. So, I'm going to go Juwan Jennings start right off the rip.
You got
it. If he's available, because a lot of people did take him.
I was going to say, I doubt he's available, but worth checking. But always check. Take you
him.
Never know.
You know, you got to throw some little bit of coin on him. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, Debo out. Ayuk is not playing phenomenal. And Kittle might be coming back this week. You know, he's still there. He had a great game. So, throw a little something on him. Get him in. This gentleman. He's going to start stealing little by little. He's a little thief behind the big boy, Breece Hall. Braylon Allen just
this is a
chipping
problem,
away,
dude.
Bro. Chipping away.
He looks another really
young
good.
Beast.
He looks really good.
Get him
good
now.
Breece Hall is just going to suffer for it.
He's going to suffer, and God forbid Breece Hall trips up or something really happens. He is going to take Jets, no pun intended. He's taking off, and you're not going to get him back.
Dude, if Hall gets injured by any makeup, it could be Braylon's
Allen
backfield before you know it. He may never get back, so.
And this gentleman, you got to get Bucky Irvin, dude, solid. You have to, because down there in the, you know, the Pirates are struggling down there, those Bucks, because White sucks, dude. Let's be honest.
Dude, Rashad White does not look good at all. And Bucky at least has some juice to him, too.
Yeah, Bucky's going to be the reviver over there for the run game. So, let's go with him. So I'm going to give you something, Matt. I added a little something different today, but more of on a proactive look. Okay. You want to be a little proactive. You don't want to be reactive sometimes. You have a little extra coin, or people don't even look at these guys. You have the space. I'm going to put Sam Darnold.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about him last week.
Why not?
I mean,
yeah.
If you're not paying attention at this point, like he should definitely be. If you've got a quarterback that you need to replace, Sam Darnold, dude, has been, I think he's the number one quarterback so far in fantasy at this point. So he's been balling out.
So Sam Darnold. Cole Kmet, your boy. You know, it is a tight end that's actually putting up numbers. You could take him.
Well, and I mean, I think that's just a reflection of the fact that Caleb had 360 something yards passing. And again, Keenan Allen was not in the offense. So,
someone's got to eat.
But what's good is he's actually the one running the routes now instead of him like just sitting there and blocking the whole time. So they might have found some type of revitalization with him. You know, hopefully, and him and Rome balled out as well. Rome had an awesome day.
DJ digits. Moore had a solid game also.
DJ Moore had a solid game. I mean, they're hashing it, man. The first rookie quarterback in Bears history to throw over like 350 yards.
Yeah, awesome, man. So. And then the last one I'm going to add is Rico Dow, because that's a struggling backfield, but he's the one that's going to be coming up. So we've talked about him prior one time, but he's on the way.
I want to go back real quick to Sam Darnold because I just looked it up. I misspoke. So I said Sam Darnold I thought was the number one QB. He's actually the number four QB for the whole entire season so far, which is insane considering where people...
Top five quarterback right now. I mean, that's
he's ahead of Kyler
proactive.
Murray. He's ahead of Dak Prescott. He's ahead of Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, your boy Joe Burrow, and Patrick Mahomes is down at QB 13. QB 13 for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, just so that just shows you in perspective, you know, it might not be the hottest name, but he's putting up the work and he's putting up the points. So that's a proactive pick.
And also, so real quick, Pat, I mean, this is how you win championships, though. I think sometimes people get stuck in where they drafted people. The draft is done. You drafted
draft's
somebody.
Over.
It's over. So what you need to look at now is if you're own three or you're 1 and 2 is, all right, who's causing me the most pain on my team and who do I need to find to replace that person? And honestly,
a billion percent right.
And the way that it's showing right now, and I'm not saying it'll be that way the whole entire year, is that if you got Patrick Mahomes who's QB 13, and you've got Sam Darnold who's on the waiver wire at QB 4, fuck man, there's
no
loyalty to Patrick Mahomes. You got to win it, dude. It's all about winning the league. If you're gonna sit there and hold tight to these beliefs that like I drafted Patrick Mahomes as QB 1, he's gonna be QB 1, and I don't care what he looks like right now. Well, guess what? He hasn't been QB 1 since week 12 of last year. So there's that.
Yeah. So sorry, dude. just enjoy losing if that's the case. So Matt, last thing I'm gonna throw into everyone else. These are some deeper sleeper targets that with the potentials. You know what I'm saying?
I want to do one real quick stat though, because this is just a dig at you real quick. CJ Stroud, QB 16 on the year.
I knew you were gonna say it. I was waiting for it because he knows him. I knew he was gonna say it. Damn,
He's just above Daniel Jones, by the way. Daniel Jones is QB 17.
God, thank God he's above him, though.
I love you, Pat. You know I love you, man. Come on, man.
I know. I appreciate that nice little jab. So these are my deeper sleeper targets, okay?
Yeah, Matt. Yeah. Let's do it.
Tutu Atwell.
Yeah.
Depleted.
There's nobody else in that offense to throw to.
That's what I'm saying. Why not, dude? These are just deeper there. Keep it on. This gentleman,
I have, too. I totally have got him.
Roshan Johnson.
Oh, 100%. He will be the running back in that backfield. He had more juice for the Chicago Bears.
He looks better. He looks lively. Yep. Way better.
So he will be the running back in that backfield by the start of week 5, if not earlier than that, week 4. They've got to mix it up in the Bears offense. They're like 30th in the NFL for run right now. They were number 1 or 2 last year. And obviously a lot of that had to do with Justin Fields because he was running. But you can't go from that like top 5 to like bottom 5 like in 1 year.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. I got two more because I know our time's moving a little quicker than usual. Tyler Conklin. It's Aaron Rodgers' shiny little toy that's in the middle of the field that he absolutely, for some reason, just stands out like a highlighter. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers likes bright things when he's tripping on acid, I'm sure. So he's like, oh, look at this guy. I love it. Keep chucking it. And Tyler Conklin is catching it. He's not dropping the ball. He looks solid. He's probably one of the best. Matt's going to probably pull it up because he's an absolute genius on the computer better than I am. He's probably one of the top tight ends, got to be, this year already. Just between 3 games, he's probably be up there. It's got to be.
Keep going.
And then I'm going to give you why he's checking it out. And this is a deep sleeper because just the lack of what's going on in their back. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That's my a deeper. It's pretty deep.
Conklin's down there. Conklin's down there. He's tight end 15 for the week, but that's all, or for the year, I should say. Sorry, but that's also, there's been a lot of shitty tight end plays. So
that's what I'm saying. So it's like, but he's being noticed. He's deeper in the sleep, man. Like, you know, this isn't your up top. This is something to keep an eye out for. And then
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No. Like I said, it's just a backfield issue. So they need someone.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on when he comes back. He's on IR still, so I mean, you just never know what's going to happen in the Kansas City Chiefs backfield. But I mean,
I do have something for you real quick. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah,
Kareem Hunt made the roster. He's officially on the starting roster now.
Because they can't just have it be Carson Steele. So Samaje Perine didn't do anything last week. He had 6 carries for 25 yards. So he's pretty much going to go to the back burner. So Hunt will be probably RB2 in that backfield behind Carson Steele, who actually didn't do anything to lose that game or lose that position, I should say. 17 carries, 72 yards.
Spice.
Oh, yeah. They got to have
one mix it up. Here. Because if their quarterback's number 12, I mean, you got to do something. And your tight end looks like a douchebag with a mustache. I mean, come on. You got to do something.
I mean, he looks like he's running routes, pseudo running routes, or pretend like he's running routes. He's looking he's thinking of what he's going to do after the game and meet up with
Swift. It's not the same guy. It's just not.
No,
it's sad because I know so many people that drafted him so high. We all guilty of it. And look what he got. Like, and not for nothing, dude. I'm glad I traded his ass away in some fantasy in sleeper leagues. Yeah. I mean, in deep into those dynasty leagues, man. That feels so good doing that.
Hell yeah!
Damn it.
All right, Pat, we're at the 50-minute mark, man. What else you got to say before we close it out and sign off for the evening?
Like, and check out all of our stuff, man. Stick with all the South Harmon crew, bro. They're all, like I said, it's the elite of the elite, man. There's no one you can go wrong for all your advice, info, questions, anything throughout the whole week. You know, to stay put and locked into and who to listen to.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and check us out, like Pat mentioned, on this feed for South Harmon, there's some amazing content that we're dropping out. So check everybody's feed. You can check Fizzle Fridays live stream as well on YouTube. And then Sundays, like I said,
AMA.
We start sit AMA on Wednesday nights, which will be the day that drops. Obviously, all you guys should be aware of AMA with Mike and Adam.
Maddie's always in the mix.
Yep. And then start shit, I should say, on Sunday. So we kicked that off an hour before kickoff time, and we're there to answer all questions. So find us on all forums, YouTube, you know, audio, wherever you can find us. Hit the like and subscribe. And until next time, Pat, peace.
Peace. Later.